This chazor is zechen neshabach cheslus shagum b'mayim yehuda mesechet yuma daf mem aleph. Zokt Rav Chisa said, when someone brings a pair of birds as karbonos, one is a chatas, one is an oil, the designation of each bird as a particular carbon can only take effect either at the time of the purchase of the birds or at the time that the kohen offers the carbon. In fact, Rav Brice that I was quoted on last daf said that the pasuk teaches that the goyel has to determine which animal is brought as a chatas and which goes the azazel. The pasuk teaches this, but we would have thought that if birds can be determined by verbal designation but not by goyel, then surely the goats, which can be determined by goyel, should be able to be determined by verbal designation as well. Now, the time of the goyel is not the time that the goats are purchased, and they're also not the time that the carbon is offered. And yet the Braisa says, if not for the pasuk, we would learn that verbal designation can take effect at that time. The Rava said, the Braisa was using that kal v'chomer to teach that verbal designation should determine the goat at the time of the purchase or offering. But the pasuk teaches that only the goyel may determine that, and not even verbal designation, even at the time of purchase or the time of the offering of the carbon. Fedekmar Braisa says, if a poor person was chayiv to bring and therefore separated money to purchase bird karbonis, and then he became rich and he therefore has to bring animal karbonis instead of birds, and he then designated the funds for a chatos and for an oila, the halacha is that the chatos money may be used towards his animal chatos, but he may not use the oila money for that. Now, he designated the money not at the time of the purchase of the offering of the carbon, and yet the Braisa says that the designation takes effect. Rav Sheshi said, we have learned that Rav Elazar ben Rav Shaya said, a wealthy man who brings the carbon of a poor man is not yaitze. So if so, his designation should not be effective either. Therefore, it must be that the Braisa means that the designation took place at the time that he separated the money, and that's why the designation takes effect. Fedek the Gemara according to Rav Chagan, the name of Rav Yoshia, who says that a wealthy man who brings the carbon of a poor man is Yoitza, that would mean that the Braisa does not need to be referring to a designation at the time of the separation of the money. If so, the Braisa is problematic according to Rav Chista, who said that a designation that does not take effect at that time. Gemara says, in Echanami, you have to amend the Braisa to say that after becoming wealthy, he purchases the birds and designates them at that time. The designation takes effect because it was done at the time of the purchase. Fedek Gemara, how can we say he purchased the birds? The Braisa says that he may use the chatas money for his animal chatas. It can't be that he redeems the chatas bird and uses that money for an animal, because bird karbonis can't be redeemed. So our Papa said, the Braisa discusses where he bought only one of the two birds, giving it a particular designation at that time, thereby automatically designating the remaining money with the designation of the remaining carbon. So the Braisa is saying, if that remaining money has chatas designation, the money can be used for the animal chatas. Fedek the Gemara, Mishnah says, if a poor man brings the carbon of a wealthy man, he's yaitze. But if a wealthy man brings the carbon of a poor man for a carbon of a metzayra, he's not yaitze. This is problematic according to Rav Chaga, who, although was talking about the carbon for one who walks into the Mikdash when Tomei, said that he would be yaitze. Where it says, by metzayra, the pasuk says zois, which teaches that one is only yaitze for bringing the carbon he's supposed to bring. Fedek the Gemara, if so, why is the poor man in the first part of the Mishnah yaitze? Where it says, the pasuk says toyas, which is an inclusive word and teaches that the poor man will be yaitze with the carbon of a rich man. Why don't we learn the case of Tomei Mikdash from the case of Metzayra? Where it says, the pasuk says v'im dal hu, which limits the Metzayra restrictions to the case of Metzayra only. Zakh the Mishnah, he ties a string of red wool to the head of the goat to be sent to the Azazel and has a stand at the place where it will be sent off from. The Chatas goat at its place of Shechita. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. He then goes back to his ox for a second time, does smicha and says vidui for himself and the Kahanim. When the people there hear him say the name of Hashem, they say Baruch Hashem Kavam Echus V'Yidoy Lom Void. Fact, Gemara, when the Mishnah says the Chatas goat, the goat is at its place of Shechita, does that mean that the Chatas goat is stood at the place of the Shechita, in the name of Zbeach, or that a red string is placed on the animal at the place of Shechita, meaning around its neck? Rabbi Yosef told a Braisa that said he ties a string of red wool to the head of the goat that's to be sent to the Azazel and has it stand at the place from where it will be sent off, and the Chatas goat at its place of the Shechita, so that the animals don't get mixed up with each other or with other animals. Now, if the Braisa means that a red string is tied around the Chatas goat's neck, that's how it would prevent it from getting mixed up with other animals. If, however, it only refers to placing of the animal at a particular place in the Azara, that wouldn't prevent a mix up with other animals. Therefore, it must be referring that red string was tied around his neck. Rabbi Yitzchak said, I have heard differences between the red string used for Paraduma and the one used for the Azazel goat. The one needs a minimum weight, and one can be of any weight. He says, but I don't remember which one has the requirement. Like I said, we can determine that it's the goat that needs the larger string, because it has to be split into two, and therefore it must presumably be bigger. Rabbi Bachame asked, maybe it's the Paraduma string that needs to be heavier because it has to be thrown into the fire. Rabbi said, whether the Paraduma string needs to have weight is actually machlekes among Tanoim. Vekmar, we find that the Paraduma string also needs to be split into two, because part of it's used to tie the wood and the grasses together. Rabbi says it's tied with the end of that one string. Rabbi Chanan, name of Rav, said, if the wood or red string used for the paraduma are burned mid-air before falling into the fire, it's still kosher. Frekmar Bryce says that if the string gets burned mid-air, another string has to be brought. Abai explained, Rav Chanan was talking about a low fire and the Bryce is talking about a high fire, so it never reached even to the main body of the fire. Rava answered, whether the paraduma string needs to have weight is actually machlekes among Tanoim, like we just said earlier. Rav Dimi, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said, I have heard that there are differences between the three strings that are used, the one for the Paraduma, the one for the Azazel goat, and the one for the Metzaira. One has to weigh 10 zuz, one has to weigh 2 sloim, and one must weigh a shekel, but I don't remember which one has to weigh which amount. Ravin explained in the name of Yonison, the string of the Paraduma has to weigh 10 zuz. The goat, the string of the goat has to weigh 2 sloim, and the string of the Metzaira has to weigh a shekel. Rabbi Yechanan said, the Rishim and Chalaft and the Rabbanon argue regarding the string of the Paraduma. One says it has to weigh 10 zuz, the other says it has to weigh a shekel. Rabbi Yemi Bedifti said to Ravina, they argued about the string of the goat, not of the Paraduma.